Welcome to the CEN Show, the voice of the world community. The communityeducationnetwork.com is a website consisting of an educational team that provides information geared towards self and collective improvement. I am your host, Rosaki Mascani. Today, we bring you a special edition show with guest priestess Victorious. In my opinion, she is the definition of success and a humanitarian. Now, when I met Victorious, she sent me some videos of her and her organization. And from what I understand, she had a very humbling beginnings when she grew up in adolescence. So I want Victorious, welcome again. Glad to have you here. I want you to talk about your beginnings and how you were able to turn that around and be able to do the things you can do.
Yeah. Well, first, I just want to thank you so much for having me on the show today. And it's just an honor and a pleasure to be here. After, you know, everything that I've, you know, had the opportunity to learn from, right? Their experiences of learning, of transformation, of healing, and really put me on my path to what I am and who I am today. So I'm an educator, I'm a holistic healer, I'm a priestess. I was born in Los Angeles and grew up throughout California. I moved to Northern California, Oakland, Bay Area in 2009 for graduate school. And I was there until 2020, when I moved to Ghana. And I've been in Ghana for the last, you know, year and a half. I have been coming to Ghana for 15 years, and I finally made that move. So it's been a journey from, you know, I emancipated from the state of California as a foster child, and education was just my means to healing and upward mobility and learning how to heal my mind, how to heal my body, how to heal my spirit with, you know, earth, air, fire, water. So today I'm actually on a raw cleanse. The Vegetarian Association of Ghana is doing a cleanse, and I'm part of the group. So I was like, yes, let me join. So I'm making some food. I'm prepping right now. Ooh. And since it's light out, I've got my little basket here of things. Let's see if I can turn the screen around. I have my basket of salt to clean the food off with, my avocado, my mango, my garlic, my peppers, my apple, my onion, because I'm getting ready to prepare some deliciousness. And we also make food from the garden over here. I'll just show you everything. I've got kale growing. We've got arugula. So this is what I'm going to be preparing today. And here's, I already cut it open. It's right here. So it's getting ready to go into a salad soon. That's what I'm going to make right now. And the light is off. So that's why I'm outside. I had to move my whole life outside to talk to you all. So this is Africa.
Now, specifically, what part of Ghana you're in?
I am in Accra right now.
Yeah, say that again.
Accra.
That's the capital.
Okay. Yeah. Currently. Yeah, I'm currently here.
Okay, well, excellent. Now you belong to two organizations. One is called Khalifa Consulting and the other one is Universal Family Network. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so let's see. Khalifa Consulting is our LLC and it's based in California. And Khalifa Consulting, like I was telling y'all earlier, is about healing your mind, body, and spirit using, you know, as we like to say, earth, air, fire, water, ether, like the elements, like food, right? These are water. This is fire. right? The hydrotherapy is the water, the earth, the minerals, right? Through the naturopathic medicine. And so I support educators and healers and, you know, whomever heal through those means, specifically through workshops, trainings, retreats, classes. Oopsies. Oh, yeah, there's my website. I was like, what's happening in Oakland, in Los Angeles, and now Ghana. And so, yeah, before COVID, I was offering workshops to college students around healing your mind through meditation, or how to eat well on a college budget, right? How to navigate the stresses of academia, how to set up an ancestor altar, right? How to connect to your African psychology, you know, and deprogram, right? And then COVID hit, so it was hard to do those kinds of, you know, intimate, interactive workshops online. But then I did them online for a while. And then I was just like, you know what? Let me go to Ghana. I've been coming here for a while. Let's just go for it. And so I've been here. It's been really cool. Actually, my dad is coming from Inglewood next week. He'll be here. He's 83 years old. So it's been great. It's been a blessing. I had some clients like Dwayne Wiggins from Tony, Tony, Tony. Mother Maya Pilar from Southern California, LA area. Grandmother, midwife. So it's been a great journey so far.
That's excellent. Now, can you tell us about the Universal Family Network?
Right. Okay, cool. So then the Universal Family Network is the NGO that supports Ghanaians that are on the ground, and we support them with educational and wellness work and services. So for instance, we do laptop drives. We do educational drives where people will donate, you know, new and used laptops, iPads, the little small internet Wi-Fi, pocket Wi-Fis, books. We have some, you know, educational materials where we have giveaways. And then we also offer hands-on healing services. So I'm a birth worker. I have a massage therapist on my team. I have different lactation consultants and other birth workers and midwives within our collective. And so if I'm not able to offer this service of, you know, birth work or nutrition, counseling around, you know, African spirituality, self-help, self-love, then I'll refer them out to someone on my team, right? Or within our network. And so we offer these services for free, you know, based on the resources that are coming in through the LLC. So it's the resources from the LLC that we're able to offer free pro bono sliding scale for the families that we serve in Ghana through our NGO.
Okay. Well, now, look, I want to recognize Ronnie Forrest. He was the person that introduced me to you.
Yes.
And he did a show for Professor Ra and Joe Hembrick on Conscious Corner. And it was excellent. He had a lot of good things to say about Ghana. So I just wanted to recognize him. So now I have a question for you. I'm going to start. I have a few questions.
Say hi to our brother, Matt. Hey, Matt. Matt, welcome, has come Matt. To Ghana. Matt came to Ghana when Ronnie was there.
Thanks, y'all.
And had a chance to build and spend time with
us. Matt still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you still in Ghana? Are you in?
Nah. I'm on the East Coast right now, in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay. Yeah, so we're gonna come to you in a little bit later. So thanks for coming. We're gonna let you ask questions and make comments and all of that. And some people may have some questions for you also. So thanks for coming. Okay, Victorious. Now, my daughter is a senior in college this fall. Okay. All right. And her career goals is nursing. What opportunities are available for young adults in Ghana, being African American?
So what I would say is we are the trailblazers. You know, we're really at the forefront of this work. And so what I would say is for your daughter to have her own, you know, medical facility, you know, a private community hospital, you know, a wellness center, clinic, where her consultants, her team, you know, you, her family network, you all partner with, you know, the indigenous, the Ghanaian community, but create, you know, fully staff functioning facilities. Like, that's really what needs to be done from front to back, top to bottom, with every department here in this country, to be honest.
So the opportunities are great for young people that are in the nursing field. And
for sure. And definitely, yeah. I would say just the progressiveness of the field, you know, whatever your daughter wants to do, you know, like, I'm speaking from a perspective of, I'll say, you know, health and wellness, holistic health and wellness and plant-based medicine, traditional healing, herbs, herbalism, food as medicine, again, earth, air, fire, the sun, the water, the colonoscopies, the colonics, you know, the sun baths, the mud baths, the salt baths, the flushes, the internal flushes with the, you know, different herbs and things like that. So that's what, you know, I would focus on and look toward and know that there's definitely a need here. And there is a growing niche, you know, there's more vegetarian and vegan restaurants, there's more natural health facilities, even where I go, you know, and they're like a hybrid between traditional medicine and Western as well. And like, for instance, you know, you can get certain testing that you want, but you can get the natural traditional herbs to heal, right? And I don't remember where this gentleman was from, but he's African-American. And I think it's called like Men's Wellness Clinic, Accra, or Men's Wellness. I'm not sure, but it talks about a similar, like a Black man from America opens up a men's wellness facility that focuses, you know, just on physical health and mental health and reproductive health, you know, for men. And yeah, so it's recently in the news within like the last year. So they'll say the possibilities are endless. With us and my collective that I'm a part of, we're seeing more and more that we need to do birth work and have our own birthing center. And so that's kind of like the work that I'm getting brought into, have worked in the Ghanaian hospitals and supporting moms in labor and childbirth, and just seeing that the type of education that is being given, provided to Ghanaian midwives is European. It is patriarchal. It's Western obstetrics. The science is primitive. You can't call it science. It's not scientific at all. Just the basic, right? You guys see the women in the hospital supposedly like giving birth on the table, lying on her back. That's not the ideal position to give birth in. I don't know if you know that, but it's just not. You know, but because, you know, hospitals are now, you know, these European male-led institutions, right? And so they're writing the books, right? As we know, like who writes the book is the one who's telling the history. And we know it's not our people as much that are creating like these practices for practicing obstetrics, practicing, you know, OBGYN, midwifery, right? Overwhelmingly, midwifery in is a lot, and OBGYNs, there are a lot of time men, you know, performing these procedures, right? C-sections, like there's so many male doctors that provide C-sections. It's crazy because it's based on the money. You're a surgeon, you're trained as a surgeon, actually, where the midwife is supporting a natural occurrence and doesn't interfere and just allows the body to birth the baby. And then I come in and just hold space for the family and make sure there's food and herbs and the comfort of the mom and the baby is there, versus, you know, the obstetrician is writing at the time for you to come and deliver your C-section. Okay, so 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock after my lunch break on March 30th, we're going to deliver your baby. Like, what? Like, it doesn't happen like that. you know. So we're deciding that we need to create birth centers here in Ghana as birth workers, as diasporans, because unfortunately, the average Ghanaian woman doesn't have enough money, capital, to advocate for a birth that's in harmony, that's in peace, allows her to birth naturally.
God bless you with a beautiful bride.
You said?
That's Professor Ra. He's in a session. Keep going.
Okay. So that's what time it is. You know, whatever you need, you create here.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Now, you know what? Just to get the panel involved, I'm going to go around the panel because I have more questions for you, but I'm going to go around the panel so they can ask questions themselves. Okay, so I'm going to start.
And I'm making dinner outside, friends, so we're just going to take a little walk, get some water.
That's fine. Keep doing what you're doing. It's fine. Okay, so let's go to Matthew. Matthew? Matthew?
Yes, sir. I'm transitioning rooms right now.
Okay, that's fine. You want me to come back or you ready?
I'm ready. What's going on?
Okay, so now you visited Ghana, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you want to tell us about that experience and you know, anything you want us to know about Ghana?
That's dope.
Specifically, let them know how your experience was with the Universal Family Network and Khalifa Consulting. Thanks.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, it was dope. Victorious and crew took care of me. I ran into them at a party. And we clicked right away. And I just attached myself to this, you know, I guess, getaway kind of retreat, just so they can just, you know, relax. And it was on the Volta River, which was beautiful. We had a really good time, really good experience there. And we talked a lot, you know, we ate really well, all healthy stuff. Uncle Ronnie, I don't know if he's in here, but he's vegetarian. So all of our meals are vegetarian. And we talked a bit about, gut health. And then I ended up doing a cleanse. And Victoria, she consulted me through the cleanse. It was a 3-week cleanse, pretty intense.
I'm on the phone.
I lost like 30 pounds. But I'm actually more in tune with my body now. I can, when I eat something that tastes good, but isn't really that good for me, my body lets me know. I can really feel it more now. And the things that are really good for me, it just feels so much better. They give me more energy. So that was the result of that cleanse. It was really tough. The last week was crazy tough. But I bounced around the country, mainly along the coast, and then went a little inland. Went a little further inland and just meeting up with a bunch of great folks. There's a bunch of African Americans there, so we have a community there. And it's really easy to link up with other African Americans, and come to find out, like, Victorious knows Mama Vera, and I linked up with Mama Vera in some other way and not through her, so everybody's kind of interconnected there. So yeah. Ghana's, that was my Ghana experience, Ghanaian experience. So,
okay, well, I appreciate that. We'll come back to you a little later.
Sure.
Okay, Damien, are you available? All right. Let's go to Sandra Atia. Okay, go back to Damien. Damien, any questions or comments for Victorious?
Yeah, I had a question just about, my thought was, what, I think you said you came from California, right?
Victorious?
Yes.
So you came from California. What drew you or what caused you to leave California and go do this work there versus maybe doing the work here as you're doing there?
Yeah. For me, I came to Ghana at 20 years old. And as a young woman, it had such a profound effect on me that I knew I wanted to live here. And that's that. And then, you know, and then the pandemic came and America was just so less appealing. And I was like, okay, now's my chance to get out of here.
Oh, what about that?
Got you. It's really just about your whole lifestyle.
Right. You know, just everything about being here, like Matt can tell you, like, we have a cool, you know, community vibe. I'm able to do, like, for instance, on what I could do alone in America, I'm able to support a team of people and a small, you know, youth center. You know, we've had to slow down on food program, like lunch and even staffing, because we're actually fundraising right now to keep the space. Our space is like 5-bedroom. Now the lights are on, I can give you guys a tour. Youth center, library, Africa B&B. We built out a therapy room since you've been here, Matt. So we have another therapy room. We've had to, you know, cut down on our programming, but at the end of the day, this is my life's work and mission is to create sanctuary housing for orphans, estranged people, folks interested in healing their mind, body, and spirit, going deeper within their healing journeys, their cleansing journeys, their inner self-development, right? Work and providing a space and a hub for that. And so it's much more, for me, accessible, easy to just drop in, tap in, connect, effortless. It's like a lot of the muck and the noise and the BS and the confusion and everything that you have to deal with in America is not here. You know, there are other things that are here, but, you know, if you really know your lane and you know what you're about and you know what you want to do, then I've just been able to really tap in and do it here.
Hello?
If you're interested, are you all open for a little impromptu tour of our space?
Yes, you could do that.
Okay, so now I'm back in the kitchen because the lights came on. So that was super cool. Okay, let's see if we can switch this. Nope. That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to do this. Okay, so I'm getting ready to prepare this kale. Here's our kitchen blender, herbs and spices.
I got it.
What? You said something?
Oh, here go. Ronnie's coming in. No, it was another person that was talking in the background. Keep going.
Can you mute the other people for me, please?
Well, the only thing about doing that, if they're on their phone, I can mute them, and then it's hard for some people to come back on. So go ahead.
Sorry about that. That was me. I interrupted. I'm going to mute myself. Sorry about that. I apologize. Sorry.
You're good.
Okay. That was the kitchen. We're going into the storeroom. We have instruments, we have drums, we have bracelets, charms.
What are those bracelets and charms for?
Well, it kind of just depends. These are our men's bracelets. These are charms. You can bead them and make a necklace out of them, or we could make something custom for you, like Uncle Ronnie. He had something while he was here. This is a really bigger piece, kind of like more medallion style. This is bone. All of this can be found on our website, khalifaconsulting.com/shop. These ones have the Jiname. You can kind of see that's accept God. God is omnipotent. Yeah. Right. So there's some of our instruments. Soma's making the instruments. Hi, Uncle Ronnie.
Well, I'm glad to get on here. Boy, I've caught the devil, but I'm here.
Yay. Okay.
Okay, Ronnie, you want to ask Ronnie, as she's kind of giving us a tour, would you like to talk about Ghana a little bit and your experience?
Me, myself?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Your experience in Ghana.
Well, guess what? I was trying to get on, and I got a phone call just now, and it was telling me that a young girl was pregnant in labor, and they needed me to go take her to the doctor because they were all in Vegas. And I jumped in the car, and they called me back. Said, oh, never mind. The sister's on the way. And that's what she does there is deliver babies. Victoria does. I guess she'll get into all of that. But what was the question? One more time.
Just your experience in Ghana.
Oh, man. My experience in Ghana was like, a bunch of love, a bunch of camaraderie. And I've heard other people say, you never hear the word nigga. And I didn't. The only word nigga came out of my mouth, you know. And that was in one of my poems, you know. But Africa is the home of the entrepreneur, you know. Man, just the camaraderie that they have to be able to sell their products and their goods in order for them to make a living. You know, if they don't sell it out, they don't go home, man. At least they up late at night, you know, and until their product are gone, you know. But I had a lot of different experiences there in Africa, you know. But that's just some of it, you know, that I can.
Uncle, I'm in your room.
Huh? Hi.
We miss you, Uncle.
I miss being there too. I'm telling you. Wow. Yeah. What was that dish that you made me that had the peppers in it? It had avocado. It had mango. That dish hit every taste bud in my mouth. What was that? Do you remember?
She froze on us.
Yo.
Okay.
Yeah, they got, man, now that's one of the experiences in Africa. Man, their networking and the internet service, man, is bad, you know. And if you don't pay the money for it, from what I've seen, it's not like here where you just have a continuous thing. You got to go and pay for that stuff gigabyte by gigabyte or whatever it is. You know, when you run out, you got to go back down and put some more money on it, you know, especially with your telephones.
Okay. So,
what's up, Uncle Ronnie? It's Matt. Just saying, hey.
Hey, man, this is the universal family, man. This brother, man, it's good to see you, Matt. I'm glad you came on, man. Good to see
you,
too.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got support all the way.
Oh, man. Rigo, Rasa
Key. It's all good.
Absolutely. Man, they travel, man, by themselves, man. I thought I was doing something, you know what I mean? But ask this boy how many countries he been to and everything by himself, man, and what they do when they get there. That's probably a whole nother story right there just on him, you know?
Yeah, we definitely want to get him on to talk about his experiences. Now, yeah. Victorious, are you back? Can you hear me, Victorious?
Peace and blessings.
Okay, you made it back. Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you now? What room is that?
This is our treatment room. It wasn't active when Ronnie was here, but we've since activated it and put our herbs in here and medicines and sound bowls and everything. So yes.
Wow.
Yes, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a little some for the people. Let me keep going. Again, it's pretty late out here, but yeah.
So now we have another person on this. It says anything NFT. Can you unmute, please?
Yeah, I'm Melvin Jr., Melvin Mercer Jr.
Hey, what's going on,
Duron?
Pee Wee Junior.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, it's good to see you.
So, are you an individual that's been to Ghana?
No, I've never been there. I want to go. I guess you guys call him Uncle Ronnie. I know him as Duron. He's a good friend of my father's. Who's actually on here now?
Okay, your father's on here.
Yeah, Melvin Senior is on here too. He's cutting up. He's making breakfast. So I don't know if he can unmute himself, but he's on here too. We got Melvin Senior and Melvin Jr.
Okay, I see him. I see him. So do you have any questions for Victorious?
Actually, I don't. I was just sitting and listening to the information. Me and my father, we said that we're going to try to join. I guess there's a group that might be going. We're interested in going. So whoever's going to Ghana or whatever, we want to get on the train to go with them is what we try to do. So we're trying to find out some information about going. So
okay, that's what so I'm interested in. Now this brings me to this question, and then I'm gonna go to a few other people on the line. Victorious, what is an ideal time? This is from a friend of mine. What's an ideal time to come vacation in Ghana?
Well, it really depends. Hi, Sammy, one of our community youth over here helping out, sweeping the flowers. Sam, you want to say hey to the people?
Hey, look at that.
Remember that's Uncle Ronnie? Let me see, look. You remember Uncle Ronnie?
Hey! That's my buddy. What's up, man?
Hey, tell us about yourself, man. How you doing?
They want to know about you. Who are you? What do you do? My name is Sam.
It's Sammy.
Pick up, Sammy!
What do you do well?
Drawing and weaving.
And he's an amazing performer. He drums.
And he teaches those.
Tell him to do a quick move for us on the dancing.
Ooh.
Do a quick move for us.
You want to do a dance move? What you going to do, Sammy?
A quick dance move.
Come here. Or you want to dance? You want to sing? What? You want to show some of your art? What you want to do? You want to show? Okay, bring some of your artwork. Okay, he's gonna get some.
Yeah, he teaches. When I was there, he was teaching the other kids the phonics and the mathematics. When I was there, he had them all around the blackboard.
He's a teacher. He's one of the teachers here in our community center. Let me see. Here's our library. Let's turn the camera around. Okay. Here we go. So yeah, we've got books. Matt actually came and read to the students that were here, the youth that were here. That was really cool, Matt. Give thanks, Brother Matt. Can I ask
a follow-up question? This is Melvin Jr.
Sure.
Do you need any, is there a need? I'm looking to kind of, I guess, I don't know, get involved. I'm a social worker by trade, so. When I see people, I'm always asking, is there a need where I can get involved and help out? So is there a need for anything that we can bring with us when we come or anything, or just anything?
Yeah, you know, I'm so happy that you asked. And really the best thing, I mean, you know, oh, it's Africa, right? And really everything of high quality is needed, right? Here in our youth center, we need Black dolls, right? It's weird that just like it's Africa, you would think there's access to Black dolls. No, a lot of the stuff comes from China. It's very cheap. It's not of good quality, you know? Students like Sammy, he's 14 years old. He comes to do research on our iPads to research different things. So we had iPads donated to us. So more iPads so we can have students like that. The small mini Wi-Fi boxes, right? The portable hotspots because internet is not always accessible. Cash donations. Look, here comes Sammy. Cash donations. We have $45,000 of the $90,000 that we need to secure our space by December. So we're really hoping that we can secure it. Spreading the word to angel investors, spreading the word about our projects and how you can, again, have tours. I do wellness consultations. We support people repatriate. So we have within our consultancy 10 different opportunities and income streams for folks to support and add on. Look, here goes Sammy. He wants to show you guys his artwork. Come, Sammy, show the people what you've got. Yes.
Wow, that's nice.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. We'll definitely be getting involved. So thank you for that information. We'll be getting involved for sure.
Yeah, and if you're even interested too, we have a pitch deck that goes like more in detail about like our organizations and how they work.
Okay. Let's see,
he wants to show. Oh wow, yeah, this is a great science work that the youth did. Hold on, I gotta switch this around again. Can you guys see these skulls?
Yeah, that's very nice. Wow, look at that.
Sammy did this last year.
Oh, that's a skull. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, these are skulls.
Good job, Sammy. Those are dope.
Good job. The first original man. Found.
Thank you, Sammy. Thanks a lot. Thanks for sharing with us. Okay, I'm gonna go to Brother Joe. Brother Joe, questions for Victorious?
Well, I got a couple of questions, but based on your comments, you know, appreciating your presentation, sister. I'm a retired educator also, been studying African history ever since I found out the truth about what, you know, what I learned in America was a bunch of bull. And so I also have an extensive library also. I don't know if I can get it on the computer. I'm going to try to show it. I don't know if you're able to pick it up. Did it show up, Rigo?
Do it one more time. Do it one more time so we can put it on the...
Wow.
Say something, Joe.
Matter of fact, I saw one of your books in your library. It looked like one of my buddies wrote. I saw a quick flash of it. It's called We Will Shoot Back, and it was written by Akili Ojo. Did I see that book in your library?
Yes, yes.
That's a buddy of mine. We grew up together in Compton.
Wow, look at that.
When, you know, getting back to
some talk to the people.
we can't hear you too well, Brother Joe.
You can hear me?
Now we can.
Okay. Was the African mental awakening and the spirituality aspect that we suffer here in America atrociously. And I had a sister from Ghana that lived next door to me a couple of years ago. And I would talk to her about some of the history. You know, she was a staunch Presbyterian. And I was asking her, I said, how can you be of a religion that enslaved us in the first place? But that's a whole nother conversation. but I was seeing how ingrained it was even more there than it is here. And my question is, how has your experience with Western religion kind of stifled us working with our African minds and getting to an African form of spirituality? That's my question. One of them.
Wait, hold on. I kind of heard you around the Christianity and then African spirituality, but I missed the in between.
I see it as being a hindrance here in America. And my question is, how big of a hindrance is it there in Ghana?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It's a very big one. So, you know, basically, it permeates every part of your life because you want to be something of your God. You want to be God-like, right? And so if your God is blonde hair and blue eyes and straight hair down its back, then that's what you're going to aspire to. And that's why you see the skin bleaching. And that's why you see the hair perming. That's why I'm asking for black dolls in Africa. Because I have to go on hunts for dolls. Send us money for black dolls, please.
I have a sister passed around the corner, and she's been all over Africa. She had a whole room of dolls. She was 19 years old, and she passed. I don't know about her people. I'm going to go over there and talk to her people and see if they're willing to donate something. The second thing, my daughter is a medical student down in San Antonio, Texas, and she's osteopathic medicine. You familiar with that? I believe.
What's that? Bone.
Osteopathic medicine.
It's just bones?
Right? Yeah. Kind of like holistic medicine opposed to the traditional MD. They call them DOs or OD medicine. Anyway. Well, we do a lot of holistic stuff in our household, and she was raised that way. So that's the reason she went with that form of medicine. But I guess it's just a European word for holistic medicine, I believe. But they deal with the herbs and all of that, too. And her name is Ma'at. That phrase, or that name. But anyway, I have a big old vegetable garden, just like yours. Actually, mine is larger. I have one like 55 feet long and about 10 feet wide. And I grow all of the vegetables and the spices to go with it. You know, we kind of cook for ourselves. We don't like to eat out. That's what messes up a lot of black people, eating these fast foods and eating stuff out of these stores that have a bunch of sodium in it, you know, that kind of preserves it, you know, and people buy it and eat it. And Ronnie, I went by your restaurant over there and saw you. I went to New Earth to get me some more herbs, and I went across the street to the restaurant where your poetry book is. And I didn't have enough money left over to get it, but I do plan to go back and pick it up.
Well, listen to this, Brother Joe. We're talking about doing this tour so we can raise this money for them to get that other $45,000 to be able to help them kids and everything, but in February. But I know you say you wanted to go to the motherland and you never had a chance to. This is a good time. I mean, you know, it's just something to think about, man. You know?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when Victorious goes back outside, I want to see some land. That's I want to see the landscape. I want to see dirt.
Okay, hold on 1 second. It's black out here.
Oh, so it might not be a good time to see it.
Here we go.
Oh,
Station where I was getting ready to make my food. Here's our compound. The library is this way. And then this way is where we have some of the food. Let's see. I don't know. With the lights and it being dark.
We can see pretty good. We can see pretty good.
Okay. And then.
Is that the pear tree that you guys planted a couple months ago?
Yes, it is. It's getting big, right?
Dang. Yo, that's huge. Yo, things grow so fast out there.
Look, there goes Sammy. Sammy's at it. Merasi, Yaminshawa. Then here's the outside bathroom, shower, and then we have some more kale. You can't really see, but dang, it's so big now. Yeah. Let me see if I can get my phone so you guys can see. I'll put a light on. It'll be better so you can see what we have. Kale and arugula and dandelion greens growing back there now. But the lights aren't really that great. Let me see if I can get another light source for you. Okay, cool. Let's do this.
How many kids do you have in your after school program?
Well, it really just kind of just depends on the school, the season, our funding. You know, at most we'll have, you know, 15, 20, if we have like special events, it'll be like 20, 30 kids, 40, the whole neighborhood tries to come out, like my birthday. We had to, close the gates and make people turn in their portfolios to show their work to get in, to come.
When is your birthday?
Because there were so many kids.
When is your birthday?
March 24.
Say that again.
March 24.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So this is the back of the house, and we have dandelion greens that came with the house. They were here when we got here. Planted some aloe, growing this kale now. We planted this kale.
Hello?
Matt, was the kale here when you got here? It was small, huh?
Yeah, it was small. It wasn't like that at all.
Yeah.
My last question, and this is for Brother Knight.
So this is the house, and then I can show you guys the classroom really briefly. We've been growing some cashews here. Some of them have sprouted. We have some more cashew seedlings here.
Absolutely.
I know, we've been busy since you guys left.
Oh man, I see.
So we're gonna take these to the land next week when my dad comes. And give them to the land where I have my land, our community land and stuff. So here's the house. There's our front gate. And then.
Let's take a look at that. City.
Let me try to go up a little bit. Here's the other side of the house. Look at the boys. The boys built these skateboards out of wood.
Yeah, you got to make do.
And pipes. Okay, so here's the view, like our next door neighbors and stuff.
Look at the view, city. Joe. Look at the view, Joe.
What up? And I stand corrected. I believe her garden is larger than mine.
Victorious, go ahead and speak so we can see it on the large picture. Victorious? Can you speak so we can blow that picture up?
Say it again.
Just need you to speak so we can see it. Because I got it on. Well, I'm just saying, whenever you speak, it blows up larger.
I'm not sure what you're saying, but I'm you want me to keep talking?
Yeah, if you talk, it'll remain on you instead of other people.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm just trying to
okay,
see the pictures in a larger form. That's all.
Okay, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm just really thankful for this opportunity to share with you all our works and what we're up to. I've got some potential expansion of some of our programming to another West African country. So we are still working out the details, but our work is like moving around the continent. So that's exciting.
What's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Woo!
Okay, so you know, I had a few other questions. Are you able to answer those, or your time is up?
Okay, I have time for a couple more questions.
Okay, so I want to give.
I had a question real quick.
Go ahead.
Someone had asked it earlier. What was the ideal time for to come to Ghana?
Yes, I would say whenever you want to come, whenever you have time. I'll give you different, like, it just depends on your availability, really. What is your availability and then your comfortability? Some people, they like the humid weather here. Some people, they don't like it. So right now it is rainy season. It was drizzling earlier. It rained last night. I have a sweater on because it's chilly, right? That's why I have like this black sweater, a hoodie on because it's cold out here. It's probably like 60 something degrees right now. And so, yeah, it's like a little bit of drizzling on me, you know.
We're thinking February. Like the last week of February or somewhere around the middle of February. What season is that?
Yeah, February will still be kind of warm. Dry season doesn't come until around May, June, July, August.
Oh, kind of like out here.
May, June, July, August. That's wet, you know, rainy season.
Oh, okay. Not like out here.
Hey, Melvin.
Yes, sir.
That's Happy Howard's daughter.
I know you've told me 90 times. I've known your dad for a long time.
Oh my gosh, bless you.
35 years, I know.
Really?
Yes, yes. He was very instrumental in me getting my life turned around. So he's I'm just another one of Happy Howard's proteges, I should say, that goes all over. He is really an internationally known man. So, and then to find out he has a daughter in Ghana was just icing on the cake.
That's my dad, and he will be here.
He's coming next week, huh?
Yeah,
he's coming next week.
Yeah, okay. He'll be here next week.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready for his arrival.
Okay. Don't treat him like he's too royalty. Don't do that to him because he's, you know, happy. That's all I got to hear is he's a king now. He's a king.
Okay.
But you can. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Thank you for letting me jump in real quick.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. We wanted to hear from you too. So now, I don't know if Professor Rod is able to speak. I know he has his.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Rod, do you have any questions for Victorious?
Just a couple. First of all, I want to say how much we appreciate her and the other guests being on the program. I know Melvin Mercer very well.
And you best, Professor.
Rodney, how you doing, Melvin?
I'm good.
It's good to hear your voice, man.
Yours, but, too.
I just wanted to ask the sister. When you deal with there was a time when Ghana, the president of Ghana, said that if African Americans come there, they would give them land. And they tried, is that still a policy, or did you ever hear that policy?
Okay, so this is a great question. Oh, Charlie, sorry, my water bag is leaking. Hold on. This is a great question, and I'm really happy that you're asking this because, okay, let me go back over here. Sorry, thank you guys for bearing with me with our intermittent lighting and electricity. So, how do I say this? Whoever has told you that, or wherever you heard that from, I would say go there. Go to those people, go to that source, find out what that process is. I too have heard over the years these, I've heard of, you know, that. However, I don't know anyone who was part of some governmental initiative to offer land to diasporans, that it was actually, it's actually policy. It's even actually a little bit of a beef right now between the local governmental agencies and diasporans of, you know, the Pan-African diaspora that have, whose ancestors were part of the slave trade and now are wanting to come back to Ghana and live. Because the Ghana Tourism Authority, they have these big pushes that say, year of the return, come back to Ghana, come home. But when you get here, you have to pay for residency every year. You have to apply for a Ghana card every year. You have to pay for a work permit if you want to work. Like me, I have an NGO, so I need to officially be official and legal in the country. I have to pay my fees, which is about $500 for my work permit, another $120 for my Ghana card, the residency, another couple hundred. Then you have to pay for, depending on what kind of testing, the COVID test, a medical form, a police report form, depending on what officer you get, immigration officer, what connection you have, how much money you have, if you're married to a Ghanaian. So it's kind of, in the one sense, they tell you to come over here, but when they get you over here, it's how can we extract dollars from you? So for me, our organization has land. We were gifted land. And that is because of the service and the work that our community, our organizations do with the community. And we advocate and we go to specific communities and we say, you know, I have people of the community that go and speak in the local languages and go and advocate. And they say, essentially, she wants to create an African-American village. And they're like, oh, okay. And they're like, do you have land for this village that you want to give back to them? Because these lands were involved in the slave trade. And then the people who goes out to the community.
All right.
Some of them will say, oh yeah, I have some land. And you know, I may want to work with you guys and see what, right? And then in the same vein, we see what the community is in need of and we try to offer that. Can we bring teachers? Can we bring volunteers? Can we have a giveaway? Can we have a library? You know, can we build some wells, right? The clinics need to be built. Hospitals need to be built. A road needs to be paved. Electricity lines need to go up in these communities that you've gifted us virgin land, you know, where there's no paved road, where there's no electricity, where there's no running water. Thank you. Thank you for this gift. And it needs to be developed. And we need our resources, our dollars to do that. And so that's part of the work that our LLC does in partnership with the NGO. And that's how it's the Universal Family Network, because we're a universal family, right? A mutual aid network of, I have this resource, you have this, how can we connect the dots? How can we support for all to flourish? So they've offered and given us, you know, land, over 10 plots of land. And we in turn come in with educational supplies, educators. I know there's a couple projects that the villages need, and however we're able to spread the word and get funding and volunteers and the resources to execute these community development projects, then we do that.
Okay, well, that's excellent information to know. And before we conclude,
hey, one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
Just professor. One more quick question. There's a lot of work that the Chinese has bought up a lot of land and doing a lot of stuff in Ghana, and that they are building a wall where for just themselves. What's going on with the Chinese in Ghana?
Well, you know, I can't actually say, to be honest, because the Chinese are, I am not Chinese. That is not my focus. But generally speaking, being here in Ghana, cohabitating with others that live here, what I can say is this. The Chinese have a China Mall franchise that has multiple locations. You heard me right. China Mall. That's not a small facility. I have never been, but I have heard of the different China malls. Eventually, I will go. I will see the cheap products from China and how they're making money here. There's also the Lebanese. They have a business called Palace. Palace Mall, Palace, you know, outlets and things of that nature. I believe, yeah, it's owned by the Lebanese. They have multiple facilities, big, right? Like think swap meet, think everything. Electronics, food, cleaning supplies, Tupperware, fresh produce, seasonings, all that. They have, the Lebanese have multiple franchise facilities in Ghana. The Lebanese have a thriving community here, restaurants, community, businesses. The Chinese have businesses. I'm sure they have a community somewhere. Indians also are here in Ghana with businesses and things of that nature. Where is the African, Pan-African, diasporan, African-American community here in Ghana? It is not here. Where are the businesses, the franchises, the industries that we are known for?
Well, that's good. Okay, Rashiki.
All right. So that's good information to know, because that's a first for me. I didn't know about the Lebanese, the Indians, and all of that. So
yeah.
So now we want to get you back on here, because we're over an hour now, and I know that, you know, you took out your time in the evening to speak with us. So we would like to invite you back so we can have more questions for you. And things that people want to know about Ghana. And now the last thing we want to do is how can we support your work? Want to talk about that? Yeah.
For sure. So basically right now we're looking for, you know, we have between our team, our network, our consultancy, educators, healers, birth workers, we offer relocation support if people want to relocate to West Africa. We have trips like Ronnie and others are interested in attending around health, wellness, culture, African spirituality, herbs, birth work, herbalism, ancestral healing, going to the slave rivers, going to the slave dungeons. So if folks are interested in coming for a tour, are interested in relocating, maybe you're interested in doing a cleansing or a detox and we can support you on your wellness journey. You know, maybe you know of organizations that want to support and fund, you know, our missions. And so just, you know, donate so other youth can come. We want to make this accessible for youth, right? If you have Black teenagers, young brothers and sisters that may want to come, what's an organization that may want to sponsor, you know, 10 little brothers and sisters to come to Ghana to have a cultural exchange experience? We would love, love, love to help bring some young folks out here to, you know, to experience Africa and us help to facilitate that exchange. So I would say, check out our website, khalifaconsulting.com. I see you have it up. I put it in the chat. If you want to check out the chat box, I put our pitch deck in there. What else? My IG, website, it's all there. Stay in contact, you know, reach out if you want, put your email in the chat or your contact in the chat and I can reach out to you. And yeah, February, who's coming to Ghana?
Yeah, that's what I, hopefully I'll be able to get Melvin and little Melvin and some other people that all know your daddy, and we're gonna be able to try to come down there. When they interviewed me, I kept telling a story of somebody kept saying, "You remind me of my daddy," but I never got to finish the story. So this is the young lady that kept telling me I remind her of her daddy, and she showed me a picture, and I fell out on the ground because I knew her daddy. Shit.
Small world. Because he was like, I'm from Compton, and you know, I was in the race tracks and the horse tracks and woo woo woo. But he just talking. I'm like, I showed my dad's picture and Uncle Ronnie fell out. He said, "Ooh, you Happy Howard's daughter?" I said, "That will be me. That will be me." Oh. From Inglewood to Accra, we out here.
Yes, yes. Well, it's been an excellent time spending with you and getting all of this great information. Thank you, Matthew, for sharing, and Melvin Jr., Professor Rod, Joe Hembrick, and thanks for coming, Sandra, Miss Scott, and Brother Doctor. And this has been a good time and can't wait to get you back on here so we can get more information. So
wonderful.
So everybody, I showed the information about the website a few times. You can review this video that's going to be on YouTube. And also you can check out everything we did here today. It's going to be on YouTube. And the YouTube channel is Community Education Network. And you definitely will recognize it because this logo right here is in the background of it. So thanks again, Victorious. Many blessings to you. And again, we want to get you back on here as soon as we can. And so what I want to say, everybody, thanks for coming. And it's each one, teach one, in Conscious Corner. Take care.
Yes.